I see there are three microphones up here today. That should tell us something about who's here. Only Mark McGuire probably has more microphones today in front of him. Oakland A's fans. One of the... not too many around. One of my favorite stories about the fact that we don't live in the past here as far as rehearsing the days of the controversy has to do with a student who stuck his head in my office several years ago and said, President, I understand that we had some trouble around here back 10, 15 years ago. Can you give me anything that I could read about it? And that kind of proves that we don't live so much in the past. For the benefit of those of you who have the same kind of historical perspective, I should say that our speaker this morning was once the president of this institution. I think you know that Dr. Bowman served here on the faculty for 21 years as professor, the last 6 years, I believe, as the president of Concordia Seminary. And it's been my privilege to work together with him over a long period of time during the days that he was the executive secretary of the Commission on Theology and Church Relations. We served together on various committees, meeting with what was then the American Lutheran Church by mandate of the Synod following the Declaration of Fellowship, on committees meeting with the Wisconsin Synod and the Evangelical Lutheran Synod and other bodies as well. It's always been a real privilege, and always very nice also to welcome him back to the campus. I must say for his benefit as well as for everyone else's that because I'm leaving on a plane in a little while, and that was not planned deliberately, I assure the president, I will stay only long enough to hear all the nice things that he has to say about the seminary. But please give a warm, genuine welcome to our president, Dr. Bowman.
Carl and I have a saying that it goes like this, especially after an introduction like that, and he gives us, you know, this flimsy excuse about leaving. That's easy for you to say. And you'll have to explain that sometime. That goes back about 40 years, I think. Thank you, Dr. Barth, my friend Carl, golfing buddy, and all of that. We did play once this summer. We have been promising each other for I don't know how many years we're going to play golf once in a while, and we went out together, and he played, and I walked around with him. I enjoyed very much. It's always good to come back to Concordia Seminary. I have been away now since 1981, and it always still seems like where I belong, and a lot of other people feel that way too. Particularly since they know we have a strong enough faculty that could absorb a wild, irresponsible liberal like me. So it does feel good to be back. Feels good to be in this room, too. A room that holds many memories for me, many that are very pleasant and many that are very unpleasant. The unpleasant ones go back